Hello, it's Jan Jordan, author and host of the Destiny of Times podcast. In this week's Time Capsule episode number 6, we are going to give you a description of the USS Destiny, starting with the bridge, and then going on to describe the upper ship and then the lower ship. And we're even going to let you know a few of the crew members you might meet on those decks when you visit them. So just as a recap, of course, level one is going to be the bridge. The duty stations there are navigation, propulsion, communications, tactical, security. There's a command suite that has three seats, one for the captain, the first officer, and an additional officer. There's also an engineering, science, medical, MECON, and command consoles available, as well as a captain's study, a conference room, and an main entrance and exit, and link access. So, some of the officers you might meet on the bridge include Captain Sven Howard, Commander Steve Lebit, First Officer, Lieutenant Commander Nick Vassallo, Navigator and Pilot, and Lieutenant Michelle Jones, Chief Communications Officer. The next areas of the ship that we're going to look at are the Arboretum, which runs from Deck 2 down to Deck 8 and includes a beautiful arboretum with a spiral walkway. It's approximately 260 to 300 feet in height. There is also a connector link, which extends from Deck 1 down to Deck 16. These are passenger cabins propelled by forced air throughout the ship that will take crew members up and down or left and right to their destination on each deck. Then on level 2, we have the medical bay, which includes the medical area, the surgical area, a crew care area, and a medical lab. And on the other side of the deck, we have the science lab, which includes a simulator lab, includes an astronomy lab, and includes a quantum and physics theory lab. On deck 3, we have the recreation deck, which includes this beautiful swimming pool, a lazy river. There's 10 four-seater spas. There's a little food and beverage refreshment stand. On the other side of the deck, there's a gymnasium that's complete with weights, machines, yoga, Pilates, a running trap, and 4 swim spa lap pools. Then on level 4, you have the crew quarters for the command officers, captain, commanders, lieutenants, and above. And then down on level 5, half of the deck is assigned to visiting crew and VIP guest quarters. On the other half of the deck are crew quarters for the general ranks, which would be ensigns and cadets and non-commissioned officers. On level 6, on one half of the deck, you have the formal dining facility called Le Bistro. And then on the other side of the deck, you have crew quarters for general ranks with families. And then down on deck 7, you have the casual dining facility known as the Quad. And on the other side of that deck, you have the virtual reality chamber. Down on deck 8, the whole deck is called the Discovery, or the D as the crew refers to it. This is the social area where the crew comes to hang out, to relax, to have a beverage, to have a bite. There are 2 little karaoke bars, and the 360-degree space view is lined with booths and tables and banquettes for people to be able to sit and enjoy themselves and have a nice beverage while gazing off into space. And the final deck of the upper ship is level 9, where the shuttle bay, the matter energy conversion or MECON unit is, and of course the cargo bay. And some of the officers you might meet on the upper ship on level 2, where the medical bay is, you would find Commander Janice Boyd, Doctor and Chief Medical Officer. Right across the way on the other side of the deck, in the science lab, you would meet Commander Steve Levitt, who in addition to being the first officer is also the science officer. Down on decks 5 and 6, you would find visiting dignitary Ambassador Hélène, Space Fleet First Contact Mission Specialist, and Lieutenant Commander Frank Di Serrano, Space Fleet Command Space Historian. You would find them in their crew quarters on level 5, and you would find them dining at Le Bistro on level 6. And down on level 9, you would find Lieutenant Paula Bloom, Chief MECON Officer. And here's a recap of the 7 decks that comprise the lower ship. On level 10, you have main engineering and the matter energy conversion or MECON unit. And then you have the quantum ion propulsion system or QIP. That extends from deck 10 down to deck 15. And then on level 11, you have engineering primary computer control and engineering main power. On level 12, you have engineering propulsion and engineering mechanical. On level 13, you have security with shields, and you have tactical with weapons. On level 14, you have engineering for life support and engineering for environmental controls. On level 15, you have engineering for recycling and engineering for backup power. And then on level 16, you have waste and water management. And on the lower ship is where you would find Chief Engineer Greta Martin working on level 10. On level 12, you would find Lieutenant Commander Gittel Di Serrano, the Chief Propulsion Officer. And down on level 13 is where you would find Commander Giselle Vassallo, Chief of Security, and Lieutenant Cynthia Dixon, Chief Tactical Officer.